The Ticket.
All right, tomorrow here on the program, we have big stuff. We have Jerry Jones at 8:10 and the big show that's coming to town at 8:50. I know of one very big show that we have to talk about tomorrow. And we'll have tickets for it. Yes, we do have tickets for it, so don't miss the big show that's coming to town at 8:50. Friday, we had picks of the poll. And Norm?
You were not good.
I told you that you should have believed in the Mean Green.
Yeah.
See, you never heard of Woody, though. And Woody was introduced on Saturday.
Is he the secret weapon, the quarterback?
He may be the secret weapon, that Woody Wilson.
What's his deal?
He is he's a runner. He can run and he can throw. And he had a 33-yard touchdown run in the second half against SMU and threw the ball really well, looked good. Put him back there with Jamario Thomas and you got something.
Man, they destroyed SMU. 24-6?
Yeah, 24-6.
Good for the Mean Green.
Good win for North Texas.
Yeah.
And a terrible loss for SMU.
Yeah, yeah, they're stinging on the hilltop loss after that one.
Brutal loss.
All right, so Gordo has challenged the poll with his friend, the coin. And Gordo, what are the results?
All right, Frito came in here and wanted to see what the coin would say, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Norm, you went, what, 7-22?
That was a terrible weekend.
No. No, according to your website.
This is according to normhitches.com, which may have incorrect information.
That's
Frito, you would jump on here?
I believe I had 6 winners Sunday alone. I got 9 winners for the weekend.
Frito?
Frito says you're 7-22.
Yeah. Yeah, 1-2. 1-2. Yeah. Norm, I only have 4 winners on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Did I miss take one? Double play, maybe?
Heads up.
Well,
yeah. Well, normally they revise this off the air.
Oh, you know what? There is a double play mistake there. He does have 6.
All right, so 9 and 20 for the week. 9 and 20. Okay, so what does that make the coin, Frito? Frito's got to recalculate the coin.
The coin is 12 and 17 now.
So the coin dropped that one double play that Norm had.
Yeah.
As Frito says with a wink over there.
No, not at all. Not at all. Y'all are being incredibly unfair here, by the way.
How?
Where were you during the bowl season when he was 19-8? Where were you, Gordon?
Well, Gordon's that's on before vacation. I recognized the problem.
You're probably dancing on JFK Jr.'s grave.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to laugh at Frito, but I have no idea what he said.
He's talking about dancing on JFK Jr.'s grave. Well, all right.
We only have 3 headsets here. Yeah.
Frito's taking off the gloves. You want me to take off the gloves, Frito?
Not at all. I just think you're being incredibly unfair, that's all.
How?
Like I just said, you weren't there when he was 19-8 during bowl season.
You said I was here?
Where were you in 2002 when he was 22-1 during the NFL playoffs?
I was here.
And what were you saying?
I was unaware that he went 22-1.
Where was the coin then?
How about this? All right, so from now on, I mean, this is the first I've become aware of it, okay?
Okay,
so we do it for the rest of the season. That's the only way to do it.
To say, where were you when he was winning?
Well, I was here. I just didn't know. Yes, and Norm has had some great weeks, and he had some bad weeks like he had this week. The only way to fairly do this is to flip the coin every week and compare it to the picks. And we'll see at the end. I mean, I'm interested in being fair on this, Frito, and for you to say that I'm not being fair, I think, is somewhat disingenuous.
No, it's not fair to ever get into an on-air argument with you.
Why is that?
Because you pick and choose. You're a very good debater.
We're having fun here. I'm not picking. I thought that's what we just covered about. There's no picking and choosing. We do it all season, and that way it's fair.
Which is fine.
So how am I picking and choosing?
If you want to diminish, you know, someone doing research and actually providing a service, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
No,
if you want to completely diminish it with a coin, that's fine.
No, the point is that we're examining this research and examining what's the point of doing this.
That's
for those electric bills, that's what.
No, that's fine.
I mean, you guys financially gain by doing these picks, correct?
I think it is incredibly unfair.
Frito, do you financially gain by doing these picks?
You're not.
Gordon, what's your point here? Do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, do you want
me
to stop picking games?
Yes, that's the point.
Then I want you to stop doing some things also, Gordon.
Okay,
we'll
like what?
Talk after the air.
Like what?
Mocking dead people.
What, you bring up the JFK thing?
No.
Everybody has to keep coming back to that.
No.
Wait, the whole show.
Okay, who's?
We can bring up several others.
Who?
No, and here's the point.
I don't choose to tear our
Wait,
own
do you financial gain by the pigs?
Yes.
Is that the reason you do it?
No.
Okay.
Gordon, how damn many years do you know how I've been doing pigs? You don't have any idea, do you?
I
want to
guess. Can I guess?
You don't have any idea. How many years?
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see, you're what, 63?
Mm-hmm.
I would say you've been doing it since you were 18.
I've been doing it 31 years.
And Gordon, how much did it cost?
How much did it cost? And by the way, the first 25 of the years, I had no website, nothing happened.
And how much did it cost you to listen to the Picks of the Poll?
How much did it cost me to listen to the Picks of the Poll?
You obviously know the Picks of the Poll. How much did you pay for them?
Free.
I get it free off the NormHitchcock.com.
The Picks are posted
for free.
I make no money on those. We post them free.
Wait, I thought I just asked if you made money on your Picks, and you said
on
yes.
On the website, I do. The Picks are posted totally free on the website.
Well, I'm confused what we're talking about then. I thought we were talking about the Picks.
You're talking about the Picks of the Poll, which are free. Every week, he does them on the air, and they're posted for
free. Then how do you make money off the Picks if they're free?
Because there'll be some late plays from handicappers around the country I'll put in the clubhouse, and I'll give you some late thoughts on games as things have happened on the weekend.
Okay, so there's a different level of Picks of the Poll just means Picks of, those are the free
picks.
Those
are the ones that are
up. And then there's Norm's Picks, which are not the same as Picks of the Poll. That's what I was confused by.
Extra picks, not different picks from the poll. Extra picks on certain games. For instance, Saturday posted two picks, and that was Auburn and Michigan State that I thought would win easily, and they did.
I want to get back to you brought it into this realm of personal, which was making fun of dead people or profiting off of dead people, or whatever you said.
Gordon, you spend your whole career making things personal.
Okay, tell me how.
Every day you come into studio, you make something personal.
Like what?
I think that's wildly inaccurate. Like what? Like some kind of innocent person who doesn't...
I think I've massively changed the way I do things in the past five years, I would say.
Don't play Little Red Riding Hood with me.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear it.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear that you're an innocent little girl with a basket heading through the woods from grandmother's house. I don't want to hear it.
Well, Norm, you've made this big claim, and I think I've changed the way I've done things in the past 5 years, and I don't think you're recognizing that.
All right.
And I find it very hard to stomach this moral high ground from you and sitting here saying that I do that when I don't think that's true.
All right.
Man, I cannot cut this tension with a knife.
Norm is next. No, it is tense, and I will say several things to Norm off the air because I don't want to bring them on the air because that would be the very thing that you don't want me to do, the very thing that you accused to say that I would do. So I should not. I shouldn't show any reserve according to your character
you
that you have with me.
Do.
What did I just do? I said I don't see the point of someone who gets so into games. This is
you
in general,
have,
not
you
just
didn't
you.
Have any idea that the picks of the poll were free?
No, and I was still somewhat confused by you saying that you make money off of it. I don't understand that. I'm not as well versed in it as you are, Norm. And I'm sitting here trying to understand.
Did you go to the website and see all the picks of the poll free?
I saw the results of the picks of the poll.
And you see them every week. You see them when they're up there, and you see them when every week, every game, every play.
Right, but there's extra picks that I didn't know about. And those are not posted, or they are posted?
No, they are posted in the clubhouse for people who wish to pay a very small monthly amount.
Right.
Right.
And so, but even that doesn't even matter because you're saying you don't do it for the money.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's continue this conversation off the air. Norm's got a lot of cowboy stuff to get to next. We're back tomorrow morning at 5:30 on the ticket.
See you then, everybody.
Is the new radio home of the Dallas Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. A Cumulus station.